Hello and welcome to our podcast, The Psychology of International Business Communication. My name is Gerhard Ormand. I'm a communication consultant and psychologist from Hamburg, Germany. Do you want to get rid of insecurity and bad feelings regarding the foreign language you have already started to learn? Do you want to learn a new language without going through various levels of standard courses? Do you feel you're making no progress? Go to Amazon and grab a copy of my classic book, The Go Method, Breaking Barriers to Language Learning. As you may have noticed, from this week I've changed the name of my podcast so that I feel more comfortable with including more diverse topics. Please send me your comments and wishes for future episodes. This will be certainly very helpful. Corporate communication and the dangers of team building. In many countries, team building is considered an often entertaining type of events that foster group cohesion among employees. The commitment to the team and the company is strengthened. After team building activities, employees are expected to identify stronger with their company. This, however, a potential downside. Increasing the cohesion of the company or the work team as the in-group may increase also the differentiation against the out-group. In a business situation, we want customers and business partners to be part of one in-group, not to feel like outsiders. Have you ever been in a company or a store where the employees were enjoying themselves so much as to forgetting about the customer's presence? Or did you feel an invisible divide between them and you as a customer? In general, employees and companies often resist training activities related to communication skills, and there are many valid reasons for that resistance. However, part of that resistance may come from the fact that we have forgotten about who really should rate our communication skills. It is not how well we are liked by our co-workers or bosses. It is our customers and business partners that ultimately matter. Due to the recruitment and the selection process, and due to team building activities, we often end up with a homogenized communication style among most employees. The question is how this homogenized style will be perceived as pleasant and convincing, taking into consideration a more diverse spectrum of communication preferences on the side of customers and partners, especially if they come from different countries. What do you think? I hope this information was helpful for you. Please send me your questions and comments. Goodbye.